You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL. Welcome to FMLFPL Milan.
It's Walsh.
What's up, dude?
Busy weekend. Big weekend.
It's the beginning of the end. It's the beginning of the pileup.
Beginning of one day off after this. Huge day. Hopefully some people listen to this podcast.
We got the Game Week 15 pod tonight. Game Week 16 pod Thursday night. Live stream Friday. It's just every week we're just doing like two to three
pods. Actions.
Yeah.
A few game actions per week.
Yeah. Game creating actions per week.
Yeah.
Or 90 per week.
Yeah, dude.
Today was fucking crazy.
Yeah. A lot going on. I feel like this weekend generally was pretty wild.
Yeah.
Pretty wild weekend in the Premier League.
So many goals.
The script writers had it in for us this weekend.
Look, Saturday's schedule was kind of weird because Arsenal game was fun, kind of crazy. Then there were so many goals, Brentford, Luton, Burnley. And then really just like a snooze fest in Forest, Everton, and then a 1-0 Newcastle. They kind of baited us. They're like, oh, it's going to be like that kind of week, like not that much action. But and then today was just absolutely insane. Zero cleans, a billion goals.
It was a good day to have zero defenders going today. I'll tell you that much.
Oh my God. But with how many goals scored, it would have been a cooler day to get some more goals. Like, yeah, well, getting goals would have been
that's
sick
a different
today.
Question. Yeah, we got together.
I got one goal, two goals. I got two goals today.
We forgot to cap Enzo.
Yeah, I didn't cap Enzo. Didn't cap Son.
Son.
Saka. What do we do usually? How's your team doing? How'd your team do?
I got the same amount of points as everyone else. I broke Doku.
How many points is that?
That worked. 64. Seems like everyone got 60 some odd.
Yeah, in the 60s. Yeah.
Yeah, I broke Doku, so that was a good transfer by me. Good job by me, as usual.
I think it was Beasley in our Discord who just, as soon as he went off injured, I opened Discord and he just wrote, second year Doku. Yeah. It's just like earmarked that for the postmortem. Well, that's nailed on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it's first season Doku, but that didn't work out. And
he's
then
saying for next year, like the postmortem to leading into next season, you're going to be second year Doku.
I'm with you on that one, doggy. I mean, realistically, I couldn't have possibly made worse transfers as per usual. I have been praying discussing in Discord on a weekly basis, when will Pope die? And literal, the stone cold week I finally make my goalkeeper transfer.
Yeah.
The man dies. And I'm just sitting here with BPITG, best pick in the game, Mr. Dubrovka, big ears, Dumbo himself. And I have Raya now. So I'm like, I just can't, you know, I can't come in, can't come up. I don't know. So that was
If you're superstitious about it, I mean, you bringing in Raya may have caused the injury.
The death, Pope. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not superstitious, just a little stitious. Terrible. A
little stitious.
Both terrible occurrences for me. So other than that, you know, just normal things going
up
on.
300K.
In Team Walshland, no just a bunch of fucks. Darwin will come on to later, but yeah, you know, that was me. How about you?
The elite team's average was 61.8, so we both went up a bit. I'm on 65. You know, so yeah, same ish. But I didn't listen to Pod Partner. I could have had plus 11.
You fucking
11.
Pissed me off so much. Why do you ask me? Why do you even ask?
Well, I did not ask about Pow and Buyer. Did not ask. No chance I had. I ask you about shit all the time. That was not an ask.
What did I mean, you showed
you
me
just
your
told
team.
Me. You just like
you showed me your, what did I look at first?
Well, that's all you look at. That your problem is that's all you look at is my bench shorter and my keeper.
I need you to
sometimes
points.
Look at my 11.
Fuck that. I give you 10 points. I say, here's 10 points. And you say, no.
This was the first
fucking
very
idiot.
Bad management decision of my season, though. I'm having a really good season so far. So,
you know,
it happens.
Idiot.
It happens. Yeah, Bayer, yellow card, still gets max bones, doesn't give a fuck. 11 pointer and a suspension, just going out on top. Yeah,
you're
I rolled.
Idiot.
I expect
I was so
a red.
Mad at you, dude,
I still don't even think it was that bad a call.
It wasn't that bad. It was just bad and fundamentally incorrect. And, it's fine. Continue on with your things.
Nah, it wasn't that bad.
10. It was an 11-point swing.
11-point swing is bad, but the decision I don't think was that bad. I mean, Sheffield got chances, then McBurney got a red card and two yellows in 2 minutes, and the game ended. I don't know. What was I going to say? Yeah, I saved. I always expect a red on a save or a hit week, so to get a green on a week where I saved, good. Dom finally got me a goal, even though he could have had like 4. Holland, dude, I mean, such a typical week when Mo gets 5 points. We're sitting there ready for Holland. He misses all of his chances. Like, we could have actually gotten Holland points to get like a huge green, but it just wasn't in the cards this week. So,
yeah, feels like that's the case pretty much every week.
It just happens all the time. Like, they fucking know, oh, this guy didn't score. Like, I'm just going to take it easy. I don't know. Weird. Yeah. League updates. December mug. Notoriously, probably hardest mug of the season to win with so many game weeks. Tie between John Erickson, a.k.a. Multiball Vuvuzela, and Luke Martins, a.k.a. Swiss Toast FC for first. Second place, Ben Martins, a.k.a. This is Elway. And third place, Sigurd O, a.k.a. S. Shout out to the league. The public league leader, Zach Marcus, a.k.a. Super Saiyan Doku. A little bit too soon with the name there.
I have a question for you that has been plaguing me this evening.
Go for it.
Villa. Niccolo Zaniolo, what fucking picks does he have of good Eben Nzemri? What does
it's
he
so
have
weird.
On him?
It's so weird.
He has to have something on him of
he got
life-shattering
ripped at half
proportions.
Again, right?
All he does is get ripped at half because
he's ripped at half.
The worst player on the pitch every single fucking game he's played.
He actually has a hat trick in his last 3 appearances of getting ripped at half. That's
he keeps starting him.
Pretty
he
amazing.
Fucking, he's fit. He starts. He's the worst player on the pitch every game. How does it keep happening? I don't understand it.
I don't really know what's going on there. Bailey must just be fuming. He's like,
well, Bailey started today, but I mean,
I know, but I'm saying like he's been good every game, every sub appearance, and today was his first start since game week 2.
And he banged it in. Banged one in. It's so tilting.
Yeah, I don't know. They're an interesting team, and that's the City game next week just turned into a very interesting game. With no Rodri, no Doku, no Jack.
They're just going to win.
I feel like they're definitely going to score.
How could they not score?
Right? Like home City, City who just concede 3s and 4s nowadays. That's what they are up to. I don't know what that is about. Fardiol, yeah. Diash, Ederson. Like, I don't know what the hell's happening over there.
I was so fucking happy to see him bomb out the worst player, though, in the league, Matheus Cashews. That was incredible.
Yeah.
That felt incredible to not see him on the team sheet.
Yeah. He'll start against City.
Oh, for sure. And he's coming
right back in. Yeah, he's coming right back in.
He'll be terrible.
I kind of wish Doku was running at him. Good opportunity for me to watch him get a red card and hope that some people still have him in a fail.
Yeah. Yeah. Instead, I guess it'll be Foden left wing. It has to be. Bill right wing. He has no choices, right?
Yeah, I mean, I really hope it's not Alvarez on one of the wings because I feel like that's always very bad.
Yeah, he can't play any of the... Well, no, I don't think it will be. I think he's going to have to start Kovacic. I'll have to start Kovacic.
Kovacic, yeah.
Anyway,
Oscar Bob could be a pick.
Yeah, could be Bobbing. I mean, you'd expect Rico to play probably as well, maybe in the field.
Yeah, Rico will get
it. He's got to play. I mean, without Rodri, I mean, someone's got to play there.
How about Ake subbing on and just getting absolutely posterized by Kulu? 5 minutes after stepping on. Whereas Guardiola's like, I'm a center back. Yeah. Just let me play center back, please, God.
No, he's just getting fucking
please
rinsed.
Let me play center back. It's all I want in the world.
He hangs him out to dry repeatedly. It's tough. It's a tough watch. But yeah, the Zaniolo thing I was just fuming about, even though I have no skin in the game and don't really care. It's just, it feels like it's an offense against football.
Yeah, I need to like watch him more closely because
all I do is watch him.
Yeah, I know. It's like you looking at the bench order. It's like you just look at the most perverted thing you can find on the pitch and just focus in on it. I was like watching Liverpool.
That's how I watch.
Kind of watching Chelsea. I kind of Discord open a little bit of Bournemouth, but like I didn't see him be bad. I just saw him get ripped off at half again. I was like, oh wow, again, really? Like what the fuck?
Yeah. Okay, well, we get that out of the way. We can go on to the big one, I guess. Western Ham's 1, Crystal Palace 1. What did you see?
I didn't see a goddamn thing. I saw Mavropanos, dude. That guy is something else. I was advertised by someone on Twitter or Discord. I don't even remember when West Ham bought him as him just hitting quote-unquote shit pingers in from 18 yards. All I'm seeing is just mistake after mistake, and he's just like a complete, absolute nightmare.
Yeah, they're terrible. That game was horrendous. But what do you actually want to talk about?
Well, we can start with one of your other favorite topics, which is goalkeeper. Because all of a sudden, there's all these 3-9 phenomenal picks.
Bentley. Do you know who kept a clean sheet?
Bentley. Oh, he did, right?
Yeah. He came in and immediately they just couldn't do a thing.
That's why you bench wank. That's why you keeper wank.
That's
like Jeff always prophesized.
That's why Jose Sa is one of the worst keepers in the league, always has been, always will be. You put in Mr. Bentley straight in and can't.
And he got a bonus.
Yeah, of course he did. He came in and was flawless. He was immaculate. He didn't make a single, nothing even remotely resembling an error. Came in clean, 8-pointer, Hall. He got a quarter of the amount of points that Jose Sa has gotten all season in like half of one game.
67 minutes.
It's amazing.
Sa, it's amazing. Yeah, so Pope's hurt.
Pope looks like he's absolutely fucked.
It's Eddie. So, you know, Eddie said it looks bad, looks like a dislocated shoulder, which I've dislocated both of my shoulders before. You're not playing keeper.
Do you need to do this?
Yeah, completely out of the question. You need some shoulder mobility. I mean, Pickford could get away with a dislocated shoulder playing keeper, but like that's it. Yeah, just he doesn't really use his shoulder, but like
he claws.
All I'm waiting to hear, like if you FPL player are thinking about Dubrov, you're looking for the magic Eddie words of Pope is progressing well, and that means he's out for the season. We've learned it. We found what's the fucking thing? The stone that translates all the languages? Rosetta Stone?
That's it.
That's what it's called, right? We found the Rosetta Stone for Eddie press conferences. If he says he's progressing well and or training training alone, he's out for the season. We may never see him again. So that's what you want.
Pope's training with Botman.
Yeah, exactly. He's running
alone. If he says that, Yeah.
He's on grass. He's running alone. He's progressing pretty well. We're happy with it. It's like, yeah. Pff, no, just dude. Fucking no, dig the grave, dude. He's fucking donezo.
Dubravka's 3-9, legit, is good. I actually do rate him. I think he's a very fine keeper.
He's always been solid.
Yeah, he's just, I mean, he can go through spells where it's a little bit, you shake your head.
Yeah. But
broadly speaking, he's adequate. He's 3-9. Come on. Incredible.
I mean, yeah,
he's
like joking
best,
aside.
The best goalkeeper in the pit in the game by a lot.
He's easily the best keeper in the
by
game.
By a lot.
Like, I'm if
so,
we say that
so
shit
much.
All the time, but like, if you it's were wild
we
carding, yeah, if it was sometimes, if you were wild carding this week, like, there is actually no world where he's not your keeper.
Yeah. I mean, the main thing that you just have to dodge is the January window. You know, I mean, he needs
yeah,
to play
Ramsdale.
Well.
They might buy Ramsdale, people are saying.
Well, who knows? I mean, he needs to play well in December for you to feel hopeful that they won't buy someone in January. Right. I mean, they only have, you know, a couple games in January, obviously, but that's going to be the big question mark. But in the immediate term, I mean, they have Everton, Spurs, Fulham, Luton, NFO.
Dude, honestly, doesn't even matter who they play.
Well, it does
like,
matter.
If you're telling me he's just guaranteed December and probably at
he's
least
obviously guaranteed
half of at least half of January, right? They're not going to do it on January 1st. They're probably not getting a new keeper.
Yeah.
That's good enough. Like that he's just easily first choice, first best keeper in the game, like straight up.
Yeah.
Whether it's worth making keeper transfer or not, you know, these are different stories. But I mean, Ethical's question was, does Pope injury give you any doubts about Newcastle's defense overall? Or is Dubravka just
does
a great
literally
pick?
Nothing for their defense. Like, he doesn't progress
just,
the ball. Like, he just stops a few shots and he's tall. I mean,
they're starting
fuck
to
him.
Lose
it doesn't
a
matter.
Bunch of guys, though. You know, it's like, I feel like we're sort of testing, like, how many guys can they lose before it actually makes a difference? Like, obviously, they completely shit all over Man United's faces. Like, that was just a complete joke, non-competitive game. Easiest clean of their lives, easiest win of their lives. But like, how many fucking pieces need to fall before that's a difficult game for them? Don't know. We're just going to, apparently we're just going to test every week because someone else gets hurt every week.
I mean, to me, the bigger actual answer is it's Bruno G and Jollington's.
Yeah, I know.
If they're playing,
they're fucking
we're
great.
Fine. You know, we've been talking about their defense, the actual defenders in their defense for weeks. They're all the same. Like, there's no, other than Trips, who does a lot.
Yeah.
Other Trips than that, really you know, important. The other three guys, like Shar, like the step down from what they have now, from what they had before, is very minimal. If they lose more guys, though, then we'll have a different conversation.
And
but,
Miley's good.
Yeah. Miley's just
straight up
good. He's just good.
Fucking good.
Period. Yeah. He's good. Period. The end. But no, I don't think that Pope really does much of anything for Newcastle other than just be solid. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I tend to agree.
Yeah.
He's I not like some over the top special keeper who's like,
no.
You know, like saving. He doesn't do like Allison stuff, right? Like he's
no.
Every game he saves a 1v1
he claims
or something
well.
Like that.
I mean,
yeah.
He's good. He's definitely good. A top six keeper in the league.
He's definitely
and
good.
And Dubravka is definitely around 11th
average.
Or 12th in the
yeah,
league.
He's average.
And that's not going to affect your clean, really.
Yeah, I don't really think so either. Yeah, so, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Other keeper questions. Plady said,
"This is amazing. Can we do this every week?"
Well, I saw all these keeper questions in our Discord when I was getting ready, and I was just like, "This is just Walsh week.
This is great.
It's fucking
go.
Shark week over
what
here."
Plady
said, "Well, this one is offensive, actually, so I'm not that happy about it." But he said, "What are your thoughts on bringing Bob Sanchez?"
Oh, come on. What's the next question?
Test you, baby, said, "Talk keepers to me. Raya, Bob Monster, maybe Dubravka." Mishka said, "Who do I start, Johnstone or Kelleher next week?"
Dude, how is it like maybe? Dubravka is by a lot the best keeper right now.
I mean, Bob Monster is that's like a little bit.
I
assume,
think they're trolling us. They're
they
us.
Know
yeah.
Our history with this guy. They know he's obviously bottom five keeper in the league. Just dying for him to get dropped. That's like my Super Bowl is like he gets dropped and I'm transferring in anyone who starts there. Don't care. Yeah, and you know, I don't know. Keller was pretty bad today. Matip's seems to be out for a long time now after that. So it's like, I'm not feeling great there.
I don't think Matip to Konate is any...
It's not, but like Konate doesn't have great fitness record and Matip's been playing really well last three games.
That question is also extraordinarily offensive, isn't it?
Yeah, John Stone or Kelleher, I mean...
Like, are you fucking kidding me? That's not even remotely close. Yeah, that's just
Liverpool
are
playing
close.
The worst team maybe we've ever seen.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know. I mean, Double Pivot actually did a pod that was like, how bad are the bottom is the bottom of the league? And just by their numbers, Burnley is about like an average 20th place team and like a normal Premier League season by their numbers. And Sheffield United is just like a complete other level. Like Burnley just beat them 5-0. Like average 20th place team just beat them 5-0. Like Sheffield are a fucking other world. And Heckingbottom just has a job still.
It doesn't matter. It just really doesn't matter who's running the team.
I mean, it
like,
matters if I'm
a fan.
Like, I'm just like, I would rather him fucking die at this point. Like, Heckingbottom and Zaniolo are just secret meetings underground, just like conning their way to keeping their jobs. I don't know what's happening, but.
Sports Social, now on the Sports Social Podcast Network.
This is Pedro from the Arsenal Opinion podcast, and I am hyped about the title running. Can Arsenal pit Pep and Klopp? Will our young squad be described as mentality monsters? Is Mikel Arteta truly a generational saucy manager? Come and join us on the Arsenal Opinion podcast to follow the boys on this historic 2024 Premier League title running and hear analysis of the games, the hottest transfer rumours, the Arsenal culture, and the business of football 3 times a week exclusively on the Sports Social Podcast Network. Search the Arsenal Opinion now and come and join the fun.
I mean, they shouldn't be in the league and are showing that very much to the case in point every game, every week.
Yeah, I've never really cared that much if like there's one team that's really bad and it's like, oh, they're obviously going down by January, whatever. But like, I kind of do care this season. I mean, from like day one, it was just like, this, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's like a waste of time. It's like every team has 2 bye weeks this season. Yeah, you just,
they have
a
really
fucking
good
complete joke.
But they have a really good championship team.
Is it?
Yeah, I think they'll be good in the Flamp next year.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see. Next year will be it is interesting from the point of view of like team building that like all of the teams that were close to relegation last season also just get a bye season.
It's
like
good
they're all fine. Yeah. And it's like, what are they all going to do with it? And how are they going to like utilize this to like build a team that's better? Because then better teams are going to come up and it's going to be harder again next season. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's keep talking about Newcastle. You've asked for Livermento discussion.
Yeah. He had fucking a game and a half against Manchester United.
He got a bonus point, which is really weird to me.
He was actively fucking every fucking thing up. And generally when that happens, you're very far away from bonus points. I mean, he was doing so much good shit until
on
the final thing. And then the final thing was just terrible. You know, usually you have to be invisible and not even in the game to get bonus points. But I guess he somehow scammed his way into one.
Maybe it's the dribbles or something. I'm not really sure how.
Yeah,
but
it's really perplexing.
He's one of those guys that like looks cool, but
He's never really been a product, and
he'll probably get rotated a bit here and there. I'm just like, I guess. I don't know.
That
I feel
said, though,
like
he's
him
4-3.
Getting an assist seems lucky. Yeah. He's basically the same price as
LaSalle's. I mean, he could get lucky and get an assist at some point in the near future.
I'm sure he has an assist in his life.
Yeah. It certainly looks like he's making that spot his own. Yeah. I think he's a good pick. Don't get me wrong there. You know, I mean, you're certainly not picking Shar over him or something at this point after watching the performances, because as much as his final ball and his, you know, his final act is action is troubling, he still does all the other bits really well. So he's not killing you. He's good recovery pace. Yeah. He's looks like he's, I mean, and again, you know, he's had a couple starts here. He hasn't played in like 2 years.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. No, and he's clearly very good.
Yeah, and he's
like,
really
he
young.
Should be starting every game, right? Like, he's so much better than Dan Byrne already in three games or whatever. Yeah, like, not even close.
Not even close.
I'm just sucking, like, FPL. Yeah. I think people get deceived because it's like, wow, he just dribbled around four guys in the box. But, like, I think he's going to do that a lot and it not lead to a lot of anything. Like, it seems like he's more that kind of guy. But yeah,
and he's 4-3 and he's a great pick.
Great pick.
Yeah.
The other
I would
questions...
pick him over Lascelles with point one, at just point one more, probably.
Yeah, there's no reason not to. I mean, Livra had good attacking numbers with Southampton. I mean, he only got one goal, one assist, but like his underlyings were good.
Yeah.
And that's enough to be like, if he just does that again, 0.11 XA per 90, 0.06 XG per 90, that's enough for like maybe he'll get a goal and three assists or something. And
yeah, you know, I mean, the only thing I guess is December, maybe you do want the center back. I mean, it depends on your spot because Lascelles will definitely start off. I mean, Lascelles also, he's like, was really, really active in the box again. I mean, in the Manchester United game, he could have had an assist.
Yeah, yeah. He won some headers in there. Yeah, I forgot about that.
So he has been, I don't know. I mean,
can't believe how
he's been great since I got
unwashed
him.
He is.
Yeah, he was washed and now, well, he's not good, but he's just not exposed like he used to be.
Yeah, he was never not good. He was pretty good and then insanely bad. He never had a not good phase.
I think he was good for 12 games and then he was on a team where it was like, you have to be our best player. And he's so not that.
Yeah.
So if he's the worst player, then he's good. If that makes sense.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And in this version of the team, you know, he just kind of quietly goes about his business and it works really well.
Yeah. So they protect the center back.
Yeah, they protect
so
him. They don't put him in positions to fail. And he's a little older now and he doesn't do, because he used to do like Romero shit often. Red card, dirty, crazy, wild shit and lose his head.
Go
and
for a slide tackle for no reason.
Yeah. He's not a
attacker's
near that
clean through on
anymore.
Goal.
Yeah. But I mean, the game was comprehensive. It was non-competitive until the last, like, basically like stoppage time. Man United had a couple corner kicks or whatever, and they scored that offside goal, deflected offside goal.
Which was just too funny.
Yeah. And the fact that Newcastle only had one goal at that point was also too funny. I mean, they could have had three or four.
Should have.
Yeah. So Newcastle looked like, again, you know, home games, good. I mean, they just destroyed Chelsea, comfortable win against Manchester United, but now they have two road games, you know, at Everton, at Spurs, you know, in a short week. So we'll see. I mean, the Everton game, I was kind of surprised at how little Everton did today against NFO. I mean, they're missing DCL again.
Dude, they were bad. I mean, both teams were just bad teams. Like,
but Everton have been not like
they've
this
been good.
Type.
I know.
They haven't
I'm
looked
just
like this
today.
For a while.
Yeah,
but that's what I mean. You know,
I mean, Beto. I want to like him really badly because he's shown flashes of like, dude, this guy can like do good hold up stuff, do a DCL imitation. He's not made of glass. Like, I'm into this. Like, goodbye. But yeah, the downgrade from DCL is big. And he seems to be like in his own head a little bit. And I don't know, maybe Chermiti will start the next game or something like that. But
they need to
sell Newcastle,
DCL, man.
It's those are hard clean sheet fixtures. Away Everton, away Spurs.
Yeah, and
those Goodison's, teams score at home.
Yeah, they've been not that good at home this year. Everton,
yeah, most of their wins are away, right?
Yeah, they've been better away, and they actually have been cleaned at home a fucking shit ton this year.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So home,
so I'm
Fulham,
just talking completely out of my ass.
Yeah,
maybe.
Home Fulham, they got cleaned. Home Wolves, they got cleaned. Home Arsenal, they got cleaned. Home Luton, they lost and scored one goal. They beat Bournemouth at home 3-0. Home, or no, that was a home Brighton 1-1, and then home Man United, they got cleaned and lost. Yeah,
I remember some of these games. I mean,
yeah.
Like some of the early in the season games where they just lost every game. I mean, Fulham, like, they had 19 shots and 2.7 XG. Wolves, they had 15 shots, 1.3 XG. They were like popping off those games and just couldn't fucking score. But yeah,
you know why? Because it's, I mean, it's Everton. Look at the players, right? I mean, where are the goal scorers in this team? You know, it's DCL. Dwight McNeil getting good chances. Jack DCL. Harrison, it's like, okay. Yeah, DCL, sure. So he's not available. So, I mean, the clean, you're not going to the bank like, oh, this is a great. If it was at home, you'd be like, oh, yeah, this is fantastic for Newcastle.
At home, it's the freest clean ever, yeah.
It's a lot cleanable than it was or than it felt if you asked me this question on Thursday last week, you know?
Yeah.
But Newcastle Chester, defense, though, Newcastle, yeah, they're just, they look good.
They're a good team. They're just good. Good team.
Yeah, they've been good. They're still good.
Yep.
They're good.
They're just, the only issue is they have an 11-person squad.
Right now.
Like, they just have so many injuries. Like, Isak gets hurt, I'm scared of this attack. Like you said, Bruno G gets hurt, I'm scared
of this midfield defense. If one more player gets hurt, they are fucked.
They're
unless
right
if it's Livermento and you put Holland, right, like, that's
edge.
Fine. But otherwise...
Or even, like, Miggy, I don't know. Yeah.
Is anyone coming back?
Well, it's Eddie, well, we never know we'll
until
never
we
know.
See the team sheet. But
yeah, we'll literally never know.
Yeah, we'll never know. All right.
Yeah, Chester said trips and which other two players should we prioritize? Phoenix said, is Gordon the best budget midfielder in the game? If so, why isn't he in everyone's team? Elgato said Gordon versus Brendan Johnson.
Gordon and keeps doing it.
Yeah, I mean, is it sustainable? I'm not that sure.
What,
you
like
can't just get a
game?
Fucking sitter.
What you're asking?
What?
Is he scoring every game sustainable?
No, but like the way that he's scoring, more than like if he is scoring or not. Like in the games where he scores, he just gets one sitter. That's it. Like he's not like getting a lot of shots and getting a lot of chances. He just like ends up on 1.8 XG chance and just slots it in. So I'm a little worried about that. That's not like the profile of guy that I would normally go for. Obviously, he's been great in my team. Obviously, I'm holding him. I just don't have a hard time judging like how good of a pick is he.
He's just good, I think.
He's good, but he's not like the question, like, is he the best budget midfielder in the game? Like,
it's still a
not
debate.
Really?
The results will tell you yes based on the points, if that's what you're going by. But when you watch the games, like he was a very, very peripheral figure in the Manchester United.
He wasn't in
game.
The game at all.
Yeah, he really
until the
wasn't.
Goal.
Yeah, they were building up so much to the right, and he just wasn't present. You know, he just wasn't anywhere. Yeah. And then, the goal, which, you know, was sort of odd that it even, like, you know, it was sort of for the back post like thing. But he's still, you know, just in the front three, you know, does get into good positions, does shoot from outside the box and shit sometimes.
Yeah.
And he's starting. He's just fine. You know, he's good. But I don't think it's, you know, rush and clamor to transfer him in by any stretch of the imagination.
I don't think so either. Yeah. Also, he came off with a knock. So
yeah, I didn't know that.
He just said
fine.
It after the game. I mean, Eddie just said, like, I hope he's okay. He felt tightness, blah, blah, blah. I don't really know. But
so he could be out for months or he starts next game.
No idea. And the thing that the frustrating thing I forgot about midweek games, but someone mentioned in Discord, is like, we're just not even going to get pressers for like half the teams.
Yeah, we don't.
Because it's like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's like, you know, all the late Wednesday teams and Thursday teams are going to do their pressers not before the deadline. So
they don't even help. So
yeah, it doesn't help, but I still look. I'm addicted. I don't know. I don't know what to say. Yeah, I don't know what to say.
All right, man. Well, you just said it.
I just said what I don't know what to say. pressers really helpful. Bowen in, Ollie in. Everyone transferred out both players.
Yeah, well,
pressers are great.
Well, Bowen, you're not upset about. I mean, he didn't do anything, but Ollie's is something else. Yeah. Bowen was pretty also perfect. He had like one half chance, but dude, he's just so much worse when he has to strike. You know, he just can't. He needs someone to play off of.
I know.
It's just he is easier to pocket, and he's just not a striker. So
he's just not a striker.
Yeah, he's one of those where sort of like Rashford, like he's worse when he's playing striker.
Gordon.
Gordon.
What other game should we talk about? There was just so much crazy shit.
Well, I mean, the 3-3 today was fucking insane.
Spurs got away with one. I mean, that was like...
How many goals should Man City have had at halftime? Four?
Yeah, three or four. Yeah. I don't think that would have been unreasonable at all.
Yeah. What's up with City? It's crazy, man.
And Pep is pulling his non-existent hair out for sure. I mean, he just...
He's pulling pubis out. Only because he has hair.
Like, they're set up to do exactly what they're doing. And then the other team's getting one chance, one shot and scoring, and his team's getting 15 shots and scoring once.
Is he naming Stones on the bench to troll?
No, I think Stones will come in
soon. He was on the
bench
the last two games.
He'll come in soon.
But why would he name him to the bench if he can't play 5 minutes? Because if Stones could play 5 minutes, he would have subbed on in both of the last two games.
Yeah, instead of Ake. Yeah.
Instead of isn't that a weird one?
It is weird. Yeah. And the injuries are racking up. They're a notoriously small squad, albeit very talented squad. They're always small. So now it's like weird team. The midfield's fucked up. The forward line's fucked up. And yet they should have won and scored 5+, and Haaland probably should have had a triple return minimum.
Alvarez is also just something else, man.
Alvarez is like... Alvarez is a great reminder why you should not look at XA and XG and combine them and say his XGI was this, because XA relies on someone else doing something. Yeah. Whereas, like, if you're just getting the shots and chances, you will score the goals on yourself.
Yeah.
But like, if you're Bruno and your team fucking sucks, you can get key passes for eternity and underperform forever.
Yes. And also, typically, if you are looking for whatever, just chance creating, usually it's not bad if you're on City, though. So
yeah, you would
think. He is finding these ways to dodge points. Like, it feels like a supernatural power of his to dodge Halls, because, I mean, there's another world where, I mean, he has 11 returns right now. There's another world where he has 19.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, actual. Like, he could actually have, like, 19 returns right now.
Yeah,
he could easily have 8 more.
So many chances.
So much
today.
Shit.
It's so crazy. Many. He played great.
Fucking
7 key passes over 1 monkey. XA.
Yeah.
And hit the post with his only shot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, Doku got to have that, like, quintuple return. Like, Alvarez does that every game.
Yeah.
Like, Alvarez could have a quintuple return with some luck every game.
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah.
But
I don't know.
I guess there's not a ton. I mean,
Spurs just scored 3 weird fucking goals.
The Sun one was a very straightforward, like, that is
classic.
The goal you would have expected Spurs
classic
to score
goal.
Against City, and then the other classic. Two were fucking bizarro world.
Yeah, just a Lo Celso worldy and Kulu posterizing Ake on, like, a, I don't know, weird as fuck goal.
Yeah. I mean, maybe there's not a ton to talk about.
I don't know if there. I mean, the thing to talk about from an FPL perspective is, like, still feel great with Haaland, still feel great with Alvarez, still feel great with Son.
Yeah,
that's it, right? Like, a lot of people got rid of Son. A ton of people got rid of Son.
Yeah,
and,
after that one,
part
the
of
Wolves
it was
game.
Yeah, and you know, now they're home, West Ham, great fixture. Home Newcastle's obviously tough. At NFO, home Everton. Like, I'm just like. Yeah, good to go. At Brighton,
might get
great
a pen
fixture.
This year.
Home, Bournemouth. Like, I can't
foresee.
You think
they'll get a pen this year?
Yeah, probably I think
not.
So.
One? They'll get one?
They'll get something.
They'll get one.
Brendan will run by someone, or someone will get taken out.
Yeah. I mean, they also have, you know, a ton of home games right now. They have 2 home games, at NFO, home Everton, at Brighton. Home Bournemouth, like, they have a really nice little run right now.
Really great run.
Yeah. Home Newcastle's tough, and also it could be, it's a good time to have that fixture because Newcastle are going to be fucking dead ass tired on their, when they come over there, when they come down there. So
that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Son looks just, again, like we said last week, just really safe, steady, get points continuously as long as he's fit, and he looks great. I mean, he's really adapted very nicely to this role.
Yeah, really has. So, I thought he played actually one of his best striker games today.
Sure, because he got to. There was a lot of space for him to do the runs and do the things.
Yeah, but it wasn't like that. like, it wasn't one of those games where he was just free on the counter all the time. Like, he had to do some, like, back-to-goal stuff and then, like, lay it off to Kulu or Keel or Brennan. And I was like, yeah, okay, son, that was like, kind of cool. I mean,
he's not that bad at that stuff as long as you play to his feet. It's just hard to do that a lot of the times because you can't... Yeah. The out ball isn't to feet. You know? It's a lot of times, so... Yeah, and City are just tough. You know, I mean, Haaland had a really unusual game for him, right, obviously. And, you know, it just three draws in a row for them, and it's just a weird moment that they're in. At Villa, very undermanned, is a massive, massive, massive game. You know, it's just such an enormous game.
Big title race game. Like, everyone's hyper focused on the game. If Arsenal and Liverpool pick up 3 points in Game Week 15, everyone's gonna be hyper focused on that game later in the day.
Yep.
At Villa Park. Yeah. And if they drop points there, people are gonna start like, ooh, City, I don't know. Yeah. You know, whatever. Yeah, it's a big one. It's a big one.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens there.
We got questions, or do you want to talk about another match specifically?
I wanted to go back to the Arsenal game, I guess, because, you know, they did all the things midweek, like, and they...
So it was long ago.
Yeah, well, it was. It was 2 days. You know, it was yesterday. But they... I mean, the concession late, we were talking about it when it was 2-0, I think. Like, immediately at 2-0.
Immediately. Like, first half, we were saying Zinchenko needs to get ripped off at half.
Yeah, Zinchenko is otherworldly. When he has to do anything in his own third, it's just so upsetting to watch.
Yeah.
It's insane because it's like he's playing in his own third as if he's in the enemy third.
Yes.
Like, he takes the same risks and plays the literally the exact same way, exact same decision-making process. And when you get dispossessed in the final third, it's not an enormous chance, but it's crazy. Like, it's fucking crazy how he does it over and over and over again. I would have expected by now he would actually improve, but he has definitely not improved in that area of his game.
And he's fucking amazing all at the same time.
Yeah.
Because all the other times, which is like 90% of the game when he's in the attacking third, he's just like an incredible midfielder. It's like a cheat code. So, you know, I think obviously Arsenal fans and Arteta are happy with that risk reward. Yeah. But when you have their fucking defenders and keeper in fantasy, it's just like, I'm on my knees for him to get subbed off.
It's so funny too, because I understand completely why Pep sold him. I would have sold him as well. Absolutely. I think it's a no-brainer. Like, watching this player is just like, you're not good enough. You're just not good
enough. Well, it's the same. It's not that dissimilar to Cancelo.
Yeah,
I mean, Cancelo would just, like, concede pens, do dumb shit all the time. And all the while
wasn't that bad.
He did, though. I mean, he definitely had a lot of mistakes. And it didn't matter to Pep how good he was going forward. Because all he cares about is fucking control and dominance. Yeah. If you have mistakes and you just like can't play for the team.
Yeah. And, you know, they took the foot off the gas a bit, Arsenal, but, you know, they look like they're just flowing, though. I mean, they could have scored more.
They were so good. I thought they were back to last season.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the two goals they scored were both incredible movements and actions. And
yeah, especially, you know, the Odegaard one was unreal.
Yeah, I mean, having Odegaard back is great. Having Jesus back is great. Martinelli looked back to normal, like we remember how he played last year. Yeah. And
I thought Trossard was great at the eight, too.
Yeah, I was happy with what he was doing, too. I mean, I don't know how that's going to look against not home Wolves games necessarily.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, maybe it is just one that he throws in when it's, you know, they can have him kind of floating around a little bit more. I mean, they have Luton, I think it's fine.
The big home games Brighton, they could might probably be the Kai games.
Yeah.
At unironically.
Yeah,
like you can kick long balls to Kai. He's a pressing machine. He's obviously physical.
Yeah.
Maybe those are the games where it's like, oh, Kai's a good fit here. But against the bus, I mean, Tross was just great.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Odegaard was the one for me, though. Like,
yeah, he was so good.
He was just back to last season, which we haven't really seen at all this season. And his numbers were absolutely insane. Eye test, absolutely insane.
I almost brought him in. I was looking at him a lot.
Dude, I mean, they were fucking crazy. Yeah, I mean, they actually like missed a bunch of humongous chances.
Yeah.
Like Trost did, Ketia did, Jesus did, all like their biggest chances of the game. Like there was another world where this was five. So very encouraging as a Saka owner for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And Saka had, I mean, the goal he scored was a goal he scored last year, which we saw many times last year where he actually, I mean, he actually was coming inside. Like he was
great.
Free. He played freer than he has been. Like he wasn't just up two guys on me, let me check back, or up two guys on me, let me just stay over here and just occupy them. Like he was actually doing shit, which was really nice to see. And he was great. They play Luton next at Lutonite, so they'll get hatted upon and probably tackled to fuck. So we'll see which players get injured.
They'll win 1-0.
Midweek, I'm sure they'll win 1-0. And then they have a little bit of a difficult window, so
really,
we'll see what happens.
Really tough run. And, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, Jesus back is really just like the biggest thing to me, though. I mean, obviously Odegaard back, but Odegaard, I mean, without Jesus, that... He's the linchpin that makes everyone else so much better. Like everyone else is 15% better when Jesus plays.
Yeah.
And, you know, they just look so much more difficult to deal with. And the dominance in the other half, like the whole game, it's just, you know, Wolves couldn't really lay a glove until, you know, the only gloves they laid were
until they let them, basically.
Yeah. And they stopped doing the things and they let, And they were definitely, to Gazza O'Neill's credit, they were like targeting Zinchenko hard.
Yeah,
you know.
No,
like,
I know. Teams don't do that enough.
Yeah, they were just rushing at him.
Yeah.
If ever he had the ball in those positions, and I mean, four times I think he gave he conceded chances to Wolves individually.
Yeah.
Which was also very perplexing. I know we talked about the Tommy injury kind of like threw it up, but I mean, you got to hang a little bit on Arteta here because they could have easily dropped 2 points in this game. 1,000,000%. It was
Some random fucking other goal happened.
Yeah.
Or something.
I mean,
the last
15 minutes, last 20 minutes were just nervy. You know, I mean, it was like from at 2-1, it was the whole time was nervy.
Yeah.
And it didn't make any sense that he didn't sub Zinchenko and the goals were coming through him the other way. And
I don't know. I think it's a little bit just like also, it was nervy, but that's also when Arsenal had like all of their best chances of the game. And if any of those went in, it was completely game over, no chance. Right?
But they didn't have control. I didn't think
they didn't have
control.
I agree with that, but they just were getting like open nets and Nketiah's hitting the post. And like Trost clean through and he just can't get a shot off. Like that.
Well, that's because Bentley was in too. They're not.
True. They should have changed the game plan. Should have changed the game plan.
Yeah, you forget.
What about Liverpool today? They played so well and deserve to win by so much.
I don't know, dude. They
were so bad today.
They were fucking horrible.
So bad. So bad.
It was the least... it was so just disjointed, the whole performance. Yeah. Everything was raw. And the Milvening has something on Klopp, too. Like, he does a good job. They play you guys oddly well regularly, I feel like.
And I mean, I don't remember the home game against them last year, but the away game was the first game of the season. That was like a 2-2 with the, I think, Mitrovic pens or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember the home game last year, but I'm sure we destroyed them. But
4-3, I mean,
it was just such a weird, like, four of the best goals I've ever seen, just like worldies all over the place. Individual moments of brilliance. And Liverpool literally for 75 of the 90 minutes didn't really do shit. And then when it went 3-2 was the only time Liverpool just actually like completely fucked them. And it was just like chance,
15 minutes,
goal, game over. Yeah.
Yeah, and Endo, had a really, really nice 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, he was winning a couple things. He looked really nice. And
yep.
I mean, Darwin is beyond.
Hockey assist goal 3 and 4.
What?
How many points do you get for a hockey assist?
What is he?
He's just a great player.
Is he a pick?
I think so. But I also don't know who the fuck is going to start against Sheffield United. I really have no idea. If there's one team in the entire fucking league that you can rotate heavily and feel really good about a win. Not like kind of good, not like maybe we can scrape by, like feel very confident that you're going to win by multiple goals. It's Sheffield United. So on, why on earth, at, with 2 days rest before the early game in Game Week 16 at Palace, would you not rotate heavily against Sheffield? I just I don't see that.
Well, counterpoint, you know, I mean, it's not really reasonable to expect Darwin to start both of the next two games, right?
He's not going to. No, he's not going to.
So we saw him at Luton, which you can talk yourself into anything about his performance there, whether that was like a good or a bad thing for him in the Luton game.
Yeah.
And at Palace, at Selhurst, is going to be a much more difficult game than at Sheffield.
Way so, more difficult.
You know, also, do you want Darwin to kind of cure, like, absolve himself of the sins of the Luton game, where the 2 points dropped, I think you can very heavily lay on his shoulders, right? Mm, and
I wouldn't go that far, but
I mean, he had the best chances of the game, and your team scored one goal, and
you know, one goal should be enough against Luton.
Whatever. But he had the best chances of the game, and he fucked them all up like he usually does. At Sheffield United, you know, it's just a free roll. You know, I mean, it's like, go do it. Like, you would have a hard time playing striker against Sheffield United and not scoring at least a goal. At Palace, like, maybe that's a better GAC game. You know, maybe that's a game you want Gackening and harder, you want Darwin off the bench. Because it's a little bit harder. You know, you want to protect him a little bit in a cauldron, you know, at Palace, which is always a difficult game. So, I mean, I could see him starting Sheffield and not starting Palace.
All of the arguments.
You could construct all the arguments. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Like, I just really have no idea is the only truth behind it.
Certainly. I also have no idea. But I think that's what I'm just saying all this to say. It's not a foregone. I think that he's not starting Sheffield. It's not foregone.
I totally agree with that. Yeah.
It's not like, oh, he played 90. He didn't even sub him. That means, of course, he's not playing.
Yeah. No. We thought that may be the case. Like, with the, oh, he played Europa. He's not going to play the week. Like, it hasn't been the case all season.
The other thing is he's a fucking fitness monster.
I know. It just seems like he can just sprint forever.
He sprints 50 times a game.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's sprinting continuously because he's 23. He should be. He's fucking young.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and he barely played last year. You know, he basically had a year off last year. So, all of that said, owning him is not fun. As we talked about when I bought him and has been born out of in reality. Like, owning him is just not fun at all.
It's like you own two of the least fun to own guys in Darwin and Bumo. And you started the season with Ollie, and the reason you transferred him out is because he returned every game, but he looked bad. So, like, you know your weakness, and yet you still bring in two of these players.
A moth to flame.
Like, you only should bring in players that you think look good and are good picks, not just players who have underlying numbers, because that's like your style.
And are
good
and I like are there aren't enough players that there aren't 11
you
players.
you can't put out 11.
I can't put out an 11. It's too it's too problem. Selective that number is too small.
Fair enough. There was a Kim asked Darwin and Simi, do we expect them rested against Sheffield United after today's game? Dude, no idea.
Good luck.
Not going to pretend to be some in the know fucking lineup predictor type of person. Like,
you know who's playing? Kanate.
Kanate, Mo, Kelleher, Virgil, Trent. That's the only guarantees.
Yeah, I think that's pretty safe.
Yeah.
Because you could also, I mean, it really depends how wild he wants to get in the front. Like, if he's going to throw someone like Doak in, which feels not likely at all.
I feel like
that could be a halftime sub if it's 3-0. But at the beginning of the game, like, Luis Diaz was fucking ass. So
He didn't play.
I don't know what. He had that one header that was a little behind him that he kind of didn't see. But
he was invisible, you know, after that.
So, you know, Gakpo left you know, maybe like that's the thing is, I mean, if you look at it, it's literally three players for two spots between Gakpo, Luis Diaz, and Darwin. You know, Gakpo's the one that could play both. You know, Darwin's only has one spot and Luis Diaz only has one spot. You know, Gakpo plays left. You know,
I like, mean, Harvey could play up there. He's done that before. You know, like there's other weird. The thing that I'll say about Klopp lineups, I don't have data to back this up, but I feel like most of the time it's like a pretty normal lineup, like two changes, you know, like maybe like a Rabo needs a rest and Mane needs a rest, whatever. But then, yeah, there's one, at least one game every season. It used to be Everton. Nah, you know, I don't remember the last time. There was a Spurs game where all of a sudden it was like Milner, Tyler Morton, and Keita. And there's an Everton game where there's a front three of just like Ox, Divock, and Minamino. And it's just like, what the fuck is this lineup? Like, this is an actual C team. It's not even a B team. And like, he's done really well in those games. I think Liverpool have like, the backups have stepped up in those games, but I don't know when it's coming.
Yeah.
But no, that's logically,
fair. He's got that in him.
Yeah. Logically, I would say this is the game, but like, no idea. Absolutely no idea.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, could we see Harv in the left wing? I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's more likely that he's going to do crazy shit vis-a-vis like subbing very early.
Yeah, half
when the game is finished, which he will hope the game will be finished early. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Darwin's just like, I don't know.
I mean, if Endo can start at the six. Yeah, Harvey deserves but that doesn't to start. Affect Curtis the front. Deserves a start. Yeah,
no, I'm more talking about just
for FPL
Darwin.
Picks.
You know, it's like, so I mean, I just feel genuinely trapped and stuck with him because that's just how I. And
I mean, you
I'm
could
not,
go
I think
Isak.
I'm just,
oh no, you can't. Go
no,
Isak.
I can't.
You
I don't
triple.
Do why. Come on.
I keep forgetting. I said on, that baby. To you like earlier today, and I still forgot.
So I feel like Darwin's just gonna be here for a while for me.
Yeah. I mean, Ollie is the guy, right? Like, before the game week started, I was like, you know, okay, Ollie at Bournemouth, obviously good pick, but 50-50 to play. I was telling everyone, yeah, I would get rid of him because you don't really want him for home City, home Arsenal. You just don't want him for those. And now City has no Raju, no Doku, no Jack. They're just like fucking wounded animal. Diaz is the worst player in the league. All of a sudden, it's like, okay, now he has two bad games. Home Arsenal, at Brentford. And then he has an insane run starting in Game Week 18. Absolutely insane run. And the 18 is even made even better because of the blank.
Yeah.
So there's no Haaland that week. There's no Bumo that week. And he's home. Best, Sheffield, best fixture in the fucking world.
So you want me to just do that? Correct the mistake I made so long ago?
And get another and player get that you in. Fucking hate and can't stand
maybe,
watching.
Maybe I will love him this time.
That always works.
That works, right? What is wrong with me, dude, with Ollie?
You just have... We know so what's wrong. We just, stupid. Like, figured out your bias that you have to work to get around.
But I and don't. Just, how do we know my bias and then I do the thing every time anyway? It's
well,
ridiculous.
That's... If it was easy, then we would all just be perfect humans making rational decisions all the time.
We need Dr. Brad back on for
me. Yeah, Dr. Brad Pod is coming back on. But Yeah. Ollie's a good pick. Let's try and do some questions and then maybe we'll talk about captains, our teams really quick because we don't have another pod. Bear said we should all roll our free, right? I mean, no. 2 days hit. Off, game week.
This is a
I
hit.
Don't know.
It's time to hit, baby.
Okay.
You didn't just bring Doku in? Come on. It's around the menu.
Jonathan Ferguson or Solanke next four game weeks. I'm moving Ollie to afford Son. So he's just fucking Ollie off.
Yeah, I don't like that. I think it's got to be Dom, right?
I think it's
I mean,
Dom.
The team's attacking. They have some pretty... I mean, they have a lot of aways coming up, but they have good
The next
fixtures.
Two are like, eh. But then home, Luton, at NFL home, Fulham are really good.
No, and they Bournemouth, still have a really
Bournemouth
nice
are kind of good.
Yeah, they're attacking a shit ton. They look
they're
fucking
playing,
good.
They've played now three games in a row where they were very good. They absolutely should have beat Villa today.
Yeah. No, Dom looks just like a straight up good pick.
Yeah.
So I like the Dom shout a lot.
Yeah. Grand Burglar, like many others, I did Bowen and Watkins out for Bumo and Darwin. Now that we know they're fine, I want them back, especially Watkins. What do?
Transfer them back in.
Yeah, fine with that.
Yeah.
Test tube, baby. Which two of Gab, Saliba, Raya would you want, or do you want all three?
I mean, I definitely don't want Raya with Dubrov available.
Yeah, Raya's like just gotten downgraded a lot after this game week.
I still just have a hard time with their defense because after Luton, like at Villa, home, Brighton, at Liverpool, like, do you want to start a defender in any of those games?
Brighton's fine, I think.
At home?
Yeah.
Arsenal?
Arsenal don't clean at home. Yeah. I think it's not awful. Great. I think
all three of those are just really bad fixtures.
Yeah. Villa, at Liverpool are, you know, two of the four hardest aways for cleans that they'll play all season. Yeah.
I mean, then home West Ham
easy clean.
They fucking suck, but they find a way to score a goal like every game.
Yeah,
they
they're not going to clean all of these games that like they should, but they're also going to clean some of the ones where you don't expect them to because they're a great defense. So it's like,
have West Ham been cleaned yet? Once.
Probably.
They've been cleaned one time.
Who did it? Who did the deed?
Daesh.
Voldy's like, Daesh! He's listening at home. Daesh! It was Daesh! We did it! I'm like, okay, dude. Fucking calm down.
But yeah, that's what
so
I'm
what are you saying? You don't even want Arsenal defensively?
Yeah, I don't want to buy any of them. Like, yeah. I feel like the Wolves and the Luton game were really important. I mean, and even just going back to the Burnley game, like this was the window. Like, we're at the end of the window. It's this week, and then it's like, oh, it's bad now. So I think they're just not buys currently.
You could tell me on that.
Yeah.
And Newcastle kind of got through their window. Not really, actually. They're still away, Everton away, Spurs, but then it's a good run for three. Before at Liverpool, home City. So who has a good window of defensive fixtures? Fucking no one.
Yeah, none of the good defenses. No one. I mean,
Liverpool have a pretty good run, but they don't have Alisson, which is looking very bad after one game.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's back to just kind of a mess. You know, get attacking defenders, maybe. Reese is back on the menu. That kind of shit.
Yeah. Trips is amazing still.
Trips, yeah.
And Trent. How about fucking Trent Friday My Life shout?
I know. You were going off about Trent, and he finally put in a performance where it was like, oh my god, this is why Trent's 8 million.
He's so good.
We might have our
god,
Trent
I'm
back.
Obsessed with him.
We just might have our Trent
maybe
back.
Maybe I should
here.
Just do major surgery this week and just get him in.
Could do.
It's not not impossible at all.
No, it's never impossible.
I just need to choose one expensive guy to lose. Yeah. I just need to like transfer out Saka.
Yeah. The only issue with Trent, you know, as we've talked about, is just the cleans. So yeah, I mean, if you're a little bit sour with Queeve.
I mean, Kelleher was just bad.
Yeah,
he was really bad today.
Yeah. Alisson would not have kept a clean sheet today.
No.
That said,
no chance.
You know, yeah, he was not good. And, you know, they are playing Sheffield United this week in a couple of days. So you could put me in goal and probably be fine there.
Yeah.
But yeah, Trent, 8. Yeah. He's back.
Back on the menu.
He might be back, man. Yeah, might be back.
We already talked about Alvarez. Randall said, if you could only watch one team every game week, why wouldn't it be Spurs?
Why would it not be Spurs?
Because I'm not a Spurs fan.
But why would I only watch one game? That would be bad, too.
Yeah, that would be terrible.
I don't like the question.
I wouldn't make that deal.
Yeah, no. Reject the deal.
Yeah, I'm rejecting your offer. Thank you for
your
playing.
Offer. Yeah.
I'd watch Chef U. Easy. Zarena, how does Rodri and Grealish being suspended? Oh, yeah, it's bad, obviously. Is BJ a pick? Or is a rotation with Rich still too big a risk from test tube? I don't think Rich is that much of a threat. I think Rich is a threat to heal, and I think Rich is way better than him. But I think Brennan is like clearly part of their best 11.
Love you. yeah. Yeah, BJ's...
He's I still good. Don't know if he's a pick.
I think he's
looking good and being a pick are separate.
Like, I think he's very similar to AGO boy, honestly, right? Where, you know, they play very similarly in their, I mean, they're in their positions and they both the teams are good attacks, right? And I don't know. I think he's fine. I think he's flair under 1% owned, like,
yeah,
fun.
I mean, no
punty,
one has him at all.
Fun fucking pick, you know. I mean, that's really what he is and what he's about. He's
and you look at
very,
their next
very
six,
clearly in their best 11.
Yeah, and their next six are good attacking fixtures.
Yeah,
except for home good. Newcastle, the rest are good.
Yeah, with four homes in their next six, and their two aways are NFO and Brighton.
Yeah, so maybe it's the time.
Yeah, if there is a time, it's now or later. But he's fucking good, dude.
If there's a time, it's now or later.
Because he's good. He's a good fucking player, dude.
We haven't talked about game week 18 at all, the blank week. But yeah, just looking at Spurs fixtures, I do notice home Everton in game week 18. Like, there are some teams that just have like a banger in game week 18. Villa, aforementioned, home Sheffield, game week 18.
Yeah.
Where it's like having those guys when, you know, other people are starting like fucking Archer for Holland. And you have like Ollie, right? And you have your triple Spurs or something. Like, that's huge. Yeah. I'm starting to like, is free hit viable in 18?
I don't know. I think you're still going to be in good shape with that.
But Arsenal and Liverpool play each other. It's like, that's another three picks minimum in my team that I'm like not happy with.
Yeah. No, I hear what you're saying, but I don't know.
Don't know. Well, we'll talk about it maybe next pod or something.
Yeah. Let's just do our teams.
Yeah, let's just wrap it up. Good to our team.
So you have two frees. What are you doing?
Yeah, I have two frees. I mean, I am actually considering like doing some surgery, getting a Trips or getting a Trent or something like that. But my team, my 11 is also just great this week. I mean, Gahey and Johnstone are home Bournemouth, which isn't great, but it's definitely startable. I'm not like, oh my God, my defense is fucked. I can't start them.
My
fear is if Simi doesn't play, I have Bayer literally suspended and I have Pau home Man City. So I'm staring down the barrel of like a negative four pointer for Pau.
Okay. So your defense continues to be a problem.
Thinking about a defense.
Just like it was last week when you saved and we talked about it. Nothing's changed.
Yeah. And I had a good week and I'm fine.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And so, but it's still a problem.
Yeah. I mean, Pau is unstartable until game week 18. I mean, Gahey's kind of unstartable for even longer than that, except for this game week. I think he's still startable.
I don't agree with that at all. I think that's a very, very incorrect statement.
Okay. I that's how I think about it.
Okay.
But
just like you started Pau against this team and he's sitting here with 0 points.
Well, Pau is one of the worst defenses and they never keep cleans. Palace keep cleans and are still pretty tight.
We did months ago do that.
I mean, held fucking West Ham to one goal. The aforementioned cannot be cleaned, unstoppable force of West Ham.
Yeah, one goal, no clean, no points. See, that's all it takes.
But
I mean,
I'm looking
we were getting pumped. So
no, you weren't getting pumped. Not on highlights, at least. I mean, they had like fucking barely any good chances.
We suck.
You
we
may
are so
suck,
bad.
But why? Has
Bournemouth
a very,
are attacking so much. Like, there's no chance that we're cleaning that this week.
There's obviously
week,
a chance. I don't know
no
what
chance.
I don't know what no chance even means
0%.
In this context.
It means 0%.
There's no 0%er. So,
well, when
it's
it
not
happens,
possible.
Then I will have been right.
Not really. Because there's still, that's not really a percenter.
But that's how it works. That's how it works for me.
Anyway, my team, those are the moves I'm considering would be like a Pau, figure out
but
a defensive double move.
You want to do little moves.
It might be Saka. Whisper it very quietly. Might be Saka.
I think that's not. I don't think that's good.
I mean, Arsenal away, don't attack. Three of his next four are aways. At Luton, at Villa, at Liverpool. The other one's home, Brighton. Good attacking fixture. Don't know. You know, I don't feel like I'm sitting here being like, wow, I'm rubbing my hands together. I'm fucking amazing pick here.
I really don't like that. I think you really, really, really should hold him.
Yeah, probably. I'm not like committed at all. But if I don't double move, I'm just very limited on who I could get. It would basically just have to be Lascelles or Livra. There's no other 4-5.
Well, why don't you expand your mind?
Okay, what are you talking? Oh, you're talking. I know what you're. Don't say anything. You're talking Johnstone to Dubravka.
Yeah,
as part of a double move with Pal.
Ding, ding.
I fucking ding. Read you like a book.
Get Poro.
Yeah, I do love Poro.
Get Reese. You know, get
a point,
fucking
point one off Poro. But not if I do Gehi. So I could
good.
Do it.
I mean, absolutely do Gehi. He's worse than Pal. There you go. Do
I
that.
I could do that.
Or get, how much is Reese? Are they the same price or what?
Reese, dude, come on. Now Reese is actually another 0.1 ahead. Okay. Maybe I should just bring in Scrounge.
No, come on, man. He's not playing. But
Zinchenko.
I mean, I think that's pretty good, honestly.
Yeah, it's not bad.
You can bomb
Johnson's obviously a bad pick.
It's a terrible pick. Yeah, I mean, you upgrade by making money. Get in a stable force that you love, that you can start. You know what I mean? Putting him, Saliba, and Shimkas is steady.
Yeah.
That's
the beauty
steady.
Of me getting Dubrav also is like, don't care about the January transfer window because I'm wildcarding in game week 18 or 19.
Right.
So I have guaranteed Dubrav start for 5 game weeks. Yeah, no fear.
Makes a fucking ton of sense.
Yeah, it just makes him like that much better. There's no risk. I don't have Liverpool and City on the fixture ticker for Dubravka.
Yeah.
And I don't have January transfer window.
Yeah. He'll probably price rise a little bit in the next month. You know, this
wow,
or that.
Wow. Let's go, dude.
Keeper move, dude.
Yeah. I might also just, I know that you think there's a 0% chance. I don't. Because I could also just do Johnstone down and float. And
yeah,
I think like that.
I mean, I think that's stupid, but it's better than what you were talking about before.
Yeah, I've barely looked at my team today, but something like that is on the cards. What about you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Doku, obviously, I can't not do that. So
I can't believe the Doku, dude.
I fucking very much believe it. This happened for very many times to me in my life playing this game.
Oh, and I'm capping Mo. I didn't mention. I mean,
capping Mo. I did not look at. What do we have going this week?
We have Mo against Sheffield United.
Yeah. It's gotta be. It's gotta be. So I have nothing in the bank. So I have Doku at 6-7. So I'm either going straight move there down somewhere, or I'm hitting someone. Wang.
Next to home Burnley, home NFO.
I know. I was looking at that.
Pound it, dude. Just take it to the bank.
My issue with him is like, I think he's bad.
Yeah.
So
counterpoint, his nickname in Korean is the bull because he plays 90 every week and he's just a monster.
Yeah, I just don't think he's a good player. So that bothers me.
But I love the idea of home Burnley. They're off their biggest win probably in Premier League history. Feeling good about themselves. They're just gonna lose 4-1.
Yeah, they're gonna Wolves scoring 4 goals. Relax. Yeah.
They're just counter all fucking day on this team.
Yeah. I mean, I don't. The thing that really is more encouraging to me about Wang that I've never previously thought of is pens are huge. You know, I mean, him being on pens is really
huge.
An enormous thing.
Especially when they're like a countering with pace, dribbly boy team. I just feel like they're more likely for pens and dog
and
Neto
stuff. Might be back somewhat soon, which supposed is another guy who could get fouled in the box.
Yeah, supposed
I
to
mean,
be.
He's clearly, you know, one of their main men. And, you know, it seems like he's really just, you know, the team sort of, he's the beating heart of the team sort of.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, I mean, that's an option. I've looked at that. I've thought about BJ because I actually like him and think he's actually good, even Gordon. Though that's a lot more punty. Like, dude, you want me to get four Newcastle players more than anyone I've ever met in my life.
Oh my God, I keep forgetting. Because I just
I have so many Newcastle players.
So many Newcastle players. So many Toon.
But I mean, all of these things would allow me to do Darwin to Watkins if I want to just stop tormenting myself.
Hello.
So I mean, that is a thing that I could do, or I just do the Doku move, you know, and just let that go. But I mean, is there anyone else in midfield? Because I was struggling. Other than
what's the price
literally
again? 6.5.
Yeah, I mean, I could make money and go up to like in the mid sevens with another move easily.
I mean, there's like Kudus, Tross. I'm not a big fan of either of these, but they're technically guys.
Yeah.
Who else? I mean, no. I mean, MGW's gotten a little bit of steam lately.
He's just the worst version of Wang, though.
Yeah, whenever you get a 12 pointer, people just, you know, you get a little steam. But yeah, I mean, he's fine. With no Taiwo, it's like
he's just a really bad
downgraded.
He's just a really bad Wang. That's what
hugely
he is. So he's
downgraded.
Not a pick.
Yeah, probably not a pick. I mean, there's still Palmer, but he didn't start, so he's not no longer an option.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's basically it. Is it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I'm still waiting for the point in the season where like Everton have a really good run of fixtures. And I'm like, oh my God, I can like get some cheeky Everton guys, but
they don't have any.
It may never happen. Yeah, it just may never happen that they have a good run.
So
you know the guys to choose from.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what do you think about Darwin Ollie for me? Are you annoyed about hearing you talk about Darwin for so long?
No, I don't care. I'll defend Darwin for eternity. But like, I think you're going to just get tilted from it no matter what. Like, no matter what happens, Ollie's going to miss a big chance and you're going to be like, fucking, I bring in Ollie and miss a big chance. Darwin's going to score and then Ollie playing. You're fucking got rid of Darwin, immediately scores. Like,
oh my God, you're
right. The chances of tilt are just so high. Like, how do you not tilt? What's the world where you're not tilted from making this move in a week or two? I just don't see that world. Man.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I guess I don't either.
So for that reason, I'm out.
I think I just want to hold Darwin, dude. Honestly,
I think you quietly like complaining about him too.
No, that's false. That is not true at all. That is not true.
Okay,
that is not true.
Okay.
Dude, you haven't owned him. You haven't owned him all year.
Not
you
this
don't
season.
Even,
I owned him
you
more
realize.
Than probably anyone in the world last year, though.
Yeah. But you don't realize what it's like to fucking shit.
I mean, I'm rooting for Liverpool to win the game.
Every
the problem
game,
is...
He does every, the same thing every game.
Well, the problem is also with the not owning him versus owning him, despite me being a Liverpool supporter, is he fucking created the third goal and the fourth goal today. So I'm just like ecstatic with that. I'm
he
like, holy
them.
Shit, what a comeback.
He was just a part. He was a part of them.
I know,
but
he was like the key cog on both of them. And so I'm like, in my head, I'm just like, oh, great. That was fucking great. And then, but if you own him enough failure, it's just like, this is the biggest nightmare of my life.
It is a nightmare. It is very much a nightmare. All right. So I have some deep thonking to do.
We
with
have
my
one
Doku
day
spot
of tinkering and then
tomorrow.
We're back in
big
action
day.
On Tuesday. Yeah. Yeah.
Big day of thonking for me. It's big just, it thonking. Will be really, really hard for me to actually put Wang in my team. I've never owned him.
I know.
I've always thought he was an absolute donkey.
I know.
And nothing has changed that.
It's hard to just put the color of Wolves' kit in your team.
Yeah.
You're just like, why do I have a gold guy in here?
The last time it happened was Neto last year, I think game week 3 or something when I got rid of him. And it's ever since then, it's just, it's tough. So
yeah, it's tough.
All right, dog.
Okay, bro. We got one new sign up. We're on a fucking hot streak of signups here. One new Anus Slap Patreon sign up. Zachary Marcus, get in there, baby. Thanks for signing up. Good about you. See you in the Discord. Any last words, dude?
See you tomorrow.
I'll see you tomorrow, dude. Check us out at fmltl.com. Follow us on Twitter at fmltl. Sportspage.com/fmltl. Subscribe, rate, review, do.
Podcast Network.